If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Bow, 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 bow.
Oh, my God. I don't
know. Bow, 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 bow.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Hump day.
Sun and yet another sick day. Maddie's out again today.
I can't believe it.
Well, at this point.
Yeah, at this point, just take the rest of the week off. I mean,
might as well.
Well, listen, I will say, I talked to him yesterday. He will give you the gory details. That should be on my list. I don't want the gory details.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, but start a list for me, would you?
I already have a list for you.
You do?
Yes, things my Sarah deal says.
Oh. I say a lot of things, Bob.
Well, every time you tell me, I want to remember that. I wrote it down.
Oh, thank you. Wow. What other things are on my list?
It's called Smart Things We Say.
Oh. And you credit each of us with whatever.
I do.
Okay, got it.
No one wins in the war of love. Apparently I said that.
Oh.
I don't think I did, but people be people. Sarah.
Oh.
Well, June 6th.
People do. The date and everything.
Hold on. You said people be people?
Apparently I did.
Why are you questioning the Smart Things We Said sheet?
Oh, sorry.
Because if you said to me, someone on the show said people be people.
Oh, this is a good
game. I would have said.
Yeah, this is a good game.
Don't read any more of them.
There's no damn chance that's Sarah.
People be people then.
Yeah, I don't hear that
what
coming out of your mouth.
What was the thing that you just said that I was
Nobody
supposed to
knows.
Write down?
No one knows. No one even knows what it
Someone
is.
Someone texted in so I can write it down.
Don't do it. I forget what it is already. It couldn't have been that good. It's already gone. Write that down. So when can we play? Want to play that game at the end of the show today?
Let's do it.
Okay.
There can't be enough quotes already. Didn't she start this yesterday?
There's a bunch from like the 1 week I did it in June.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So I can, how about, I mean, we can do a first rendition today and then I'll get better about writing things down. Even if you don't ask, maybe.
Was this because I wanted to do the like Sarah and Vinny-isms?
Yes.
Instagram account. I think that would be really fun. And then people could suggest like things too. Hi, texters. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. So hi guys. We're halfway. Well, actually we're more than halfway through because we have a wonky vacation coming up, which is very exciting. And that's what it was. Getting back to Maddie.
Like, you don't want the gory details.
I don't want the gory details. That is true.
About
his sickness. Like he's pretty sick. So he does have some, he has to come in. I'm like, come in after us. I don't need some kind of stomach virus.
I thought, okay.
Mm.
But I thought he wrote today that he was better, but just keeping away due to.
Yes. So I said, we will leave.
Oh, okay.
And then you come in and do the things you have to do for the best
yes,
of and the Saturday
absolutely.
Morning special.
I'm
and
with
all
that.
The, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just please. He did test negative for COVID, though. So that's great news. We don't have to worry about that.
I'm not going to worry about it.
Don't roll your eyes at COVID, man. There's like all these protocols and stuff. If you test positive for it, you can't be like, I don't feel anything. I'm coming in. You can't do it. Don't do it.
Right.
I would never.
Good. That's good. COVID. You know.
I don't.
Yeah. I'm just COVID was horrible. Obviously, it was just like business.
It's still horrible.
Ruining,
when I see in
on.
The paper, and it's in the
it's
paper
back,
right
baby.
Now. Yeah, COVID is spiking in the Bay Area, and they do that by testing water, which I don't. You know, that's
yeah,
it's above my pay grade, I guess. I just get bummed, like F. And I see the people in the grocery store still wearing masks and stuff, and mm-hmm. I just think I don't want to go back to that.
And yet, neither do they, so they put their mask on, I guess.
No, and I understand. And yet, I don't want to go back to that, but I don't want to be sick. I have a little time right. off, and I'm going to go do stuff with my kids.
I know.
Like, this is part of the summer.
I managed for almost 5 years to not get COVID until...
You never got it?
No, I did get it. I wound up getting it last summer.
Yeah, but that's impressive.
You didn't get it once before that?
No. Oh. I didn't get COVID. And so I had it. And I think you and I had it at the same time.
Well, you walked in and gave it to me.
I thought you just had it at your house.
No.
Well, whatever. So we got COVID. Who knows? We got it from someone in the
hall. But I'd had it before that multiple times.
I know.
Times.
You had it a few times.
Yeah, my kids brought it to
so
me.
So I had never gotten it. And other people in my house had gotten it, but isolated and, you know, blah, 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 all the stuff you used to do. But then John got it. Like I'm not kidding you. I had this massive 60th birthday party for him planned. All his family was flying in. We're going to do this whole thing in Reno. It was going to be, we had but like this bowling thing and catered dinners and all. I mean, it was like so much.
Okay. I don't know if people want to hear about this.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Don't get COVID, I guess, is the moral of the story.
Have a happy and healthy mid-July.
Yes. Don't get COVID. Maybe we do have to go back to masks, Vinny, just to make sure.
Well, as long as Maddie stays away, he's the only sick person I know right now. So that's
but
good.
Not with COVID, which is great.
I posted a picture. So I had this interaction with some dude I met in the ocean
two days
ago.
Yes. Oh, did you post that?
I did post
that
it.
That piece of artwork.
And it's funny because... It's a story. I meet this dude and we say hi and we chat for a second and we're surfing. Oh. We're in the ocean, which is, you know, you might exchange a couple words. One person sees a wave they want and takes off for it. And so there's like minutes, if not, you know, 10 to 15 between sentences with each other. And then so I see him the next day. And he's like, I got to get some wax. I couldn't find. And I said, oh, here's some wax. And I give him some. I just give him the whole bar. And then I go surfing. And I come out of the water, and he's still there. And he hands me this picture. Now, I'm a really big fan of any kind of art. If you've done art, I may not like it, but I still feel like that is cool. Make art. I think it's neat. And so this guy just out of, and I didn't say this to him. He doesn't know me. He doesn't know who, I mean, nothing. But he hands me this picture and I like it, but I like it more now that I've had a minute with it. And I think he sat down and drew me a picture and then waited for me and gave it to me because I gave him some surf wax. Neat little exchange of like, you know, I mean, we can be so nasty to each other sometimes, but there's a moment where two people who have
that's crazy
pleasure.
It's
from the
really
ocean.
Neat. It's not really what I expected, although kind of. I mean, you described it as you're sort of like you're in the driver's seat. There's a
he's in his truck, looking out the window, and then sort of fudged some of the stuff in there.
There's
obviously
waves, so there's the ocean.
There's no skull guy with a motorcycle,
right? Yeah. With the big hanger handlebars.
Right. Uh-huh.
It's really cool. It's only up for a few more hours. So
you don't have to look. I just thought.
No, you should go look. It's really neat. Actually, even where you photographed this is kind of neat because there's a lot of like weird crosshatching happening in this photo, in the photo of the artwork. And then I don't know if you're like sitting on the floor on a rug or something. But it's, or maybe that's a runner on your dining room table.
It's a runner on the dining room table.
It's actually a really weird, cool photo overall with the art in it.
Oh.
It's neat.
Well, I hate that runner.
Oh, why?
Because I don't think it's washable. And the spot I always eat my breakfast is at the one end because it's got a comfortable chair. So I always bring my stuff in there and sit down. And then my daughter started doing it because she sees me do it. And now that spot is just ruined.
Is it like a natural fiber?
It is.
Oh, yeah. That's not washable.
Ruined. It's got spaghetti stains. It's got...
Well, you know what to get her for her next birthday. It's just ruined. For Christmas. Here's three new runners that we can use on the dining room table.
Or not. Let's not have a runner. How about that?
Yeah, it looks fancy.
Does it?
Yeah. It's good. You lost Leo, right? Because I'm looking at your chair and going, that wouldn't last long in my house.
No, Leo is in... heaven, we
kitty,
believe.
Kitty heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't have cats where coyotes live, which is in California.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Well, you're going to, you know, sometimes the cats are smart, but then sometimes, like we had one cat who lasted a really long time and he just wasn't fast enough in the end, you know? I think they start to They start to get cocky.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I definitely think that for us, it was just the kids going in and out of the house.
Right.
Let him out at some point.
Yep.
He was usually just chilling in the house.
Was he? But he wasn't strictly a house cat. He just somehow got left outside.
He was mostly an inside cat, mm-hmm. But by choice. But when someone lets him out, he went out and we never saw him again. Cats in California.
You know, he could have just moved away. Cats do that sometimes.
I hope that's the case. As you know, frustrating as that would be.
Sometimes they just pick new families.
Yeah, let's go with that. I don't want to think of them as being part of the food chain. You know, my cats are mass murderers every day.
Most cats are.
I find the evidence in the backyard. Yeah. And so I do try to tell myself that when I know they've been, when they've moved away. They've never been eaten. And it is, you know, I think California specifically is a really difficult place to have cats because of the weather. It's beautiful. You want the doors open. You want the windows open. So the cats are like, oh, I live everywhere. So they move away.
I'm not sure if cats go to heaven anyway.
Oh, sure they do.
They're pretty satanic.
That's true.
They are.
You're not wrong about that.
They are a little.
They're nice right up until they're just like suddenly they've got you by the arm and you're like, ah!
They always have the power over you. They just are wise when to wield it.
Yeah.
You get a cat at your house?
No, but I had them growing up. I had a 29-pound cat named Marshmallow.
It was white, I assume.
Yes.
Okay.
Good guess.
Thank you. I'm picturing of just a giant marshmallow with like cat ears.
Edie is obsessed with cats, and we don't have one at the moment. Mm. But she has said, "I'm going to get a cat, name it Snowball." And I'm like, "What color?" Dad, white.
Oh, right.
I get it. Snowball. Oh, Snowball. Mm. Go on. Marshmallow.
29 pounds.
Yeah.
You need to feed that cat less. What was it eating?
He had diabetes, so he was hungry. We didn't know for a long time.
Oh.
So he acted more like a dog. Like if you would spill something in the kitchen, he would run in and eat it up.
Yeah. That is one on the super positive list for dogs is your kitchen floor has never been cleaner. My dog would just, you know what he wouldn't eat? Carrots. We'd put like the remnants. We all put our plates on the floor. I mean, growing up, we didn't know any better. My mom would go put the plates on the floor.
Oh my God. You know what's funny is if you do, as we do this show,
yes,
we talk about different parts of our life and you mentioned the putting the, and someone will always write in and be like, you can't do that. That's the worst possible thing that you could do. What are you, crazy? And it's about everything. It doesn't matter whether it's a sentence I told my daughter or you
probably five
putting the plates on the ground.
Or, right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's and it, you know what?
Thank
I'm
you
happy
for
you're listening and I'm happy that you have it figured out. Truly, I want to repeat this so you can save yourself your texting. I'm not good at life. It takes all my energy and often I fail. So don't worry. I'm trying my hardest.
Yep.
I got this far. These kids are loved. We take as good a care of them as we
what
can.
What is he about to say?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, you didn't kill your dog, right?
No,
I mean,
no. He did die at one point.
Well,
I mean
dogs
they
do die.
That,
they can't live forever.
Completely tragic and heartbreaking.
Right.
Dogs
but the plates on the ground, that's like, you know.
Yeah.
It
was
happens.
Like he loved it. You
it, was
know?
I mean,
he, it was the 70s. It was the 70s. He died in 1984.
If you were around the 70s, then you know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Kids were in the back of pickup trucks, hoping dad would hit a bump so we'd go flying.
Dad's kept a burning grit in the ashtray while eating dinner.
Oh,
like
yeah.
All these kinds
ashtrays
of...
ashtrays on the table.
These weird things where you'd go, who the...
Nobody would, you know. We're different people. People
I'm
be
so,
people, but we'd be different people now.
I'm so bummed I missed the 60s and 70s. Yeah. I'll never forgive myself.
Maybe
some
you
BS.
Were there, like, it, and you've been reincarnated. So
very
can,
possible.
So you can make the 2000s more amazing. You know, do your best. You gotta do your best. Is it gonna be weird when you're old and you were born in the 1900s?
Like, I think it's gonna be a flex.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because since I was so close to the end in 95, I'm gonna be, you know, among the last people who were born in the 1900s alive.
And maybe you'll make it to 2100. And
how
then you'll
old would
be
that
like.
Be?
105. People do.
As long as I'm comfy.
Yes. And no one has to wipe your butt for you.
Yeah, at a certain point, I'm out.
Like, wow, the humiliation versus the will to live. It's getting close.
Well, that whole living to 100 thing costs money. So make sure you're tucking it away as best you can.
Yeah. Retirement. You don't want to come out of retirement at 92. Well, then we're out of money. Let's get back after it.
What can we do?
Right.
I don't know.
Let's
hand
do
me
a
my
TikTok
teeth.
Account. What do you think? Let's make that happen.
Oh, please tell me.
Speaking
TikTok
of TikTok,
has been replaced by then, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
They're 10 times over.
I think we're doing a TikTok. We have a meeting today, I think at 10:30. Mm-hmm. So we have a half hour to get a TikTok.
Yeah,
done.
Did you study?
I did. Did you like my suggestion
all,
for the? Is,
I don't think it's quite on the.
Okay,
theme,
I'm not sure what the theme is,
but I like the
try.
Idea. Keep them coming. I know I haven't thought of a good one yet, but
okay.
Once you guys nail it, and the facial expressions, I think will inspire.
And then
me.
You capture it.
Yes.
Then you caption
yes.
it. I get.
I don't
it.
Know what we're talking about.
You didn't watch those little. Things?
I did not. I was very busy yesterday.
Yeah, Sadie Sink's in one of them.
What does she do?
She is Max on Stranger
No, I know,
Things.
But what does she do?
Well, they are all doing the same thing where
no,
you're...
No, the spoilers.
Okay, never mind. All right. KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. See you in a sec.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.